Started is retaining on Seeger Barbara. Seeger is S-E-G-E-R. Seeger. S as in Sam. Seeger Barbara. B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of consultation was 4/18/22. Date of birth. Date of birth is 1/3/59. Please make a copy for Dr. John Bolla. B-O-L-L-A. B as in boy. Bolla. John Bolla, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Barbara Seeger for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History, present, illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea. Also has a prior history of coronary artery disease and COPD, period. The patient was on home oxygen in the past, but had discontinued it voluntarily. And presently has some shortness of breath with activity, but denies any chest pains. She has been overweight and trying to lose some weight, period. Her polysomnographic study was done. This past year, and she was noted to have a moderately severe obstructive sleep apnea. I'm sorry, moderate obstructive sleep apnea. And there was evidence of severe oxygen desaturation. And she was then advised to have home oxygen, period. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of CABG times 3 in 07, history of hysterectomy in 09, history for necrobiosis lipotica, L-I-P-O-I-T-I-C-A, and a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3, history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus, type 2, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease and hyperlipidemia, as well as hypothyroidism. She has tinnitus, and she has had cataract surgery with lens implants. Next paragraph. Medication list included Humalog insulin, 50 units via insulin pump. Entresto 24-26 milligrams, one tablet BID, aspirin one daily, fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Isradil 30 milligrams daily, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, and Omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfa and intolerance to steroids. Next paragraph, family history. Father had esophageal cancer. Mother had cervical cancer. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked in the past. pack per day for 20 years and quit in 97. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, review of systems for patient has fatigue and weight gain. She had cataracts, no glaucoma. She has no dizziness but has some hoarseness and tinnitus. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no urinary symptoms or flank pain. And she has heartburn, but no abdominal pains or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, but has leg edema. She has depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities and no headaches, seizures, or blackouts. She has skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. CT chest done on October 21 shows no focal consolidation or pleural effusions and no lung nodules. But there's mild air trapping. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this moderately obese, middle-aged, fired female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor sign, or this clubbing, clubbing, but mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 140 over 70, pulse is 58, rest patient 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 189, saturation 95. HG interior non-sphalic, pupils reactive, sclera or clear, throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation. Next supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest, equal movements with decreased breath sounds to the basis with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, sound an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is obese, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses. The scarring with pigmentation of the skin in the anterior leg below the knee in the shin area and induration of the skin over both lower legs anteriorly. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Neurologically, reflexes are diminished bilaterally. And the patient does move all her extremities well with no focal deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three is hypoxemia secondary to above. Number four is diabetes mellitus. Number five is hypertension. Number six is peripheral neuropathy. And number seven is depression. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to do a CPAP titration study, but she does not want to wear any CPAP mask. She was advised to go to a dentist to see if she could be fitted with an oral appliance for sleep apnea. Also advised to use a Stiolto respi mat, 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. And Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. And the patient will try to lose weight. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. John Bolla, M.D., B-O-L-L-A, M.D. Thank you.